Cynical fundraisers might suggest that too many Americans resemble Ebenezer Scrooge at the beginning of Dickens' A Christmas Carol, that charities would have fewer financial problems if people were more like Scrooge at the end. But let us set aside Christmas present and return to Christmas past. In a commentary originally broadcast on Christmas Eve 1990, Morning Edition commentator Baxter Black found comfort in memories of his grandmother.
Grandma had a picture box. It was just like a time machine. Every year when we'd visit her in Oklahoma, I'd spend hours looking through the old photographs. There was pictures of people I'd never seen. Old-looking people with button-up shoes and big mustaches. And there was pictures of people I recognized, but they were different. Younger than I knew them to be. They'd be loose stacking hay on a big wagon or swimming in the tank. Uncle Leonard with his team of horses. The family lined up with their musical instruments. I remember one of Grandpa rocking on the front porch, holding two little boys. I was the one on the left. A picture of my dad standing beside old Ring, wearing Uncle Jake's hat and holding his pistol. Pistol was bigger than he was. And Grandma would sit with me sometimes. Took a lot longer to look at the pictures with her because there was a story with each photo. This is a picture of your grandpa with his twin brother, Barker. They could sure play music. I liked it, but I never let him play for dances. Wasn't Christian. And this is your dad, the year he got cold biscuits in his Christmas stocking. Went to town with 50 cents to buy gifts and spent it all on himself. He was 5 years old. Is that you, Grandma? Yep. I was 17. Just started teaching school in the territory. The old schoolhouse was 7 miles east and 2 south of here. Even as I grew up, I'd always get Grandma to give me a tour of old times. There were so many pictures that there was always stories I hadn't heard. She lived into her 80s in a house with no running water and a big feather bed. She read her Bible every day and ate the fat off of all of us kids' fried ham. She had 14 grandchildren, but I was the only one named after Grandpa, so I thought I was special. She'd send each of us a Christmas card with a dollar bill in it. I haven't gotten one of those cards for over 20 years. But I'm thinking about her now as I'm getting ready for Christmas with my own family. Maybe I'll get out her box of old pictures and take a private tour. She'd be pleased if I did, I think. Merry Christmas, Grandma.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black from a Christmas Eve 1990 Morning Edition broadcast.